try to move forward once again. There is no space for the brothers now. Please recite the second salawat as move as forward as you can. As a gift to the soul of our beloved Imam, as a gift to the soul of our beloved Imam Al-Husayn salawatullahi alayhi, recite the third salawat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the verse that I just recited unto you divides life, human life, into three main categories. The first category Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes with dha'f. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the first category with weakness. And of course, that is when a child's born. When the child's born, the child is completely helpless. As in a child, thank you very much. As in a child could not even express his or her feelings. And a child in the same time cannot defend itself in any way. And a child likewise cannot take part in any sort of activity. So Allah describes those days as the days of weakness. But then He says after those days of weakness, He will give us power and ability. And those are the days of the youth. The youth enjoy abilities that they did not enjoy several years back in their childhood as infants. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after those years once again shall come back the days of weakness. وَشَيْبَ. And after, or while the weakness, it will come with growing older. And as you grow older, the weakness also grows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this message, in this ayah, according to the Mufassireen, has several different messages. And the first message is when you see this child born, when you see a child born and you think that this child is completely helpless and unable, incapable, soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this child special abilities. Soon this child will turn into a teen full of power and ability, full of capabilities and ambition. So don't underestimate this child, or don't even underestimate this infant, for this infant sooner than later will have the power and the ability of a young man or a young woman. Likewise, Allah tells the youth in this ayah that don't look at yourself today with all those abilities and capabilities and power and ambition. Several years back, you were an infant. Several years back, you could not even express your words. And soon, you'll be amongst the elders of today. As in, you're a youth today, but you'll be amongst the elders of tomorrow. And it tells the elders in the same time that don't look at those youth and underestimate them. For you were among